The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As September rolls even closer and maybe you've paid for the summer holidays and you've got the prospect of back to school costs, and then the big C, Christmas, is looming with more and more expenses. People are beginning to focus on financial planning, even at this stage. Why do people feel so broke if inflation is falling and wages have been somewhat growing? Well, the answer to that question lies with Cliff Taylor, Managing Editor of the Irish Times. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Why are people feeling broke?
Well, I suppose it's this old story that inflation is coming down for sure. It peaked at about close to 10% in Ireland and the annual rate's down to 2.2% now. So that's good. And in many cases, wage growth is exceeding that. So that's good as well. But what a lot of people are noticing is that obviously when inflation is down, prices are still high. They haven't come down a lot from the highs they reached at the peak of the cost of living crisis, or haven't come down at all in a lot of cases. So like if we look at one of the big bills that households pay, their energy costs, they're still in many cases 70% higher than they were before all this started. Fair enough, there may be more reductions on the way. People may be changing by or saving money by switching, but bills are still a good deal higher.
Now Cliff, that's an example, though, of something that does respond to changes in the market. You know, the price of the barrel of oil, and eventually it goes through to the pump. When it's going up, it goes through much quicker than it does when it's... But eventually, prices do come down, and you see the price of a litre going maybe down to 120, 125, or whatever it might be, from a high of 150 or 160, or even 2 euro. But there are other commodities, and you're saying the input cost has gone down. Why has the inflated price during a period of high inflation, why has that price not fallen too?
Yeah, I think there's going to be focus on this over the coming months. I mean, one of the issues in the Irish market, in some areas of the Irish market, is lack of competition. And that's maybe more an issue in the services sector than it is in goods. We are seeing a lot of moderation in supermarket prices, fortunately.
Well, we have competition there. The big boys are doing battle with the German multiples and all the offers, the discounts. I mean, they're real, and people can have a competitive shopping experience if they're lucky enough to live close to a selection.
Absolutely. And interestingly, when you look at the Irish prices and compare them with prices across Europe, it is one area where we're not too bad in terms of the comparison. And indeed, in areas like clothing and footwear, prices here on average are actually a bit lower than they are elsewhere in Europe. But one of the notable things, and one of the reasons why people, particularly younger people, at a costly time of life are feeling squeezed, is because Ireland is and remains an expensive place to live. There were figures recently showing that we remain the second most expensive country in Europe to live in. And the prices here are kind of maybe, 20-25% higher than the big economies like France and Germany. And that is hard to figure in some ways. And I think it is an issue for the government and an issue that, they're finding difficult to address.
Now, how do you bring in competition in the mortgage market, for instance? I mean, one of the reasons people feel a bit squeezed is because they were on virtually zero interest for a while if you were on a tracker. And now you're following the central bank rates up. So you're going to be paying a lot more per month. What can the government do, though, in terms of looking at, instead of maybe a 2.5% rate in some bank in Europe, you're paying 4.5% here?
Yeah. Mortgage rates here, in general, don't compare too badly to what they do elsewhere in Europe. And we've moved a bit closer to the average. But there is certainly remains a problem of competition in the Irish market. And there is one group that have been particularly squeezed, I suppose, in recent months. So a lot of the focus during the big, sharp increase in interest rates was on people on trackers who are generally older with lower balances, because their increases tracked the rise in ECB rates exactly. So they were hit straight away. But they're starting to see some relief now as interest rates come down. But another group is being caught, and they're people who bought houses more recently, say in the last 4 or 5 years. Most people, as we know, went on fixed rates because the value was very good. They fixed for 3 or 5 years at 2.5%. But a lot of them now, their fixed rate terms are coming to an end and they're having to refinance. And typically over the last year or so, those who've had to refinance will be paying 4, 4.5% to do so, in some cases more. So that could easily be another 200-250 euro a month out of your budget. That is typically younger people who've bought houses more recently. So they are certainly, that is certainly a kind of a hidden factor, I suppose, in the market. All the focus has been on the trackers, but these folks who are rolling off fixed rates, younger buyers with bigger mortgages, are perhaps even more exposed.
One of the texts coming in from Paul in Dublin, people are claiming they're in a cost of living crisis because their own standards have risen. They should come down off their high horse, and still they're heading off on a few trips every year. They're just moaners. That's from Paul in Dublin. And that is the objective question. You look at Dublin Airport particularly, and millions of people going and coming all the time, and you're saying, so we're supposed to be broke? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't begrudge people their couple of weeks in the sun.
No, but I'm saying that, you know, it seems to be at odds with the claim that there's a cost of living crisis when you see people flooding out every weekend.
There's no doubt the cost of living crisis has eased. There's also no doubt that there is a very significant group of people who are well paid, who have plenty of money or enough money, and are able to go off on their holidays, or 2 or 3 holidays a year. So, but I think the problem in Ireland is that there's also a squeeze group working in the less fashionable sectors, if you like, paid a bit less, who are still finding it the things hard to the bills hard to pay each month. I think the gap in Ireland between the higher earning sectors and the middle to lower earning sectors is greater than it typically is in other countries because of the presence of multinationals here, giving many people, you know, very welcome, well-paid jobs and a lot of wealth and high incomes that spins off from that. But there are a lot of people as well on more modest wages, and even what would be seen as decent or average wages. I think if you look at the sums that they face each month, they are squeezed. I mean,
and we did talk about childcare earlier, which is astronomical in its cost. Finally, Cliff, what can governments do? I mean, the problem is a tax break is given to everybody, whether you're squeezed or not. So what can they do in terms of policy to make things easier for those who are feeling the pinch?
Yeah, they tend to promise a lot more than they actually do. And this is a factor in the American presidential campaign at the moment, where all kinds of things have been promised by both sides. But in Ireland, I think what the government has done over the last few years is just given people cash payments in the budget, once-off payments, such as the energy credits, for example, which have helped people to bridge the gap. But they've also, I suppose, raised an expectation that these are going to continue. And this is a real dilemma for the government coming into this election. For example, every household got 450 euro in energy credits over the last winter. Some of them paid in 2023 and some of them paid early this year. Now, you could argue that energy prices are coming down. There's less a case for those at the moment, and they are really expensive. I mean, it cost the government not far off €1 billion last year to pay those energy credits. But clearly, with the general election coming up, you know, this is one of the ways that it could ease the winter for people, if you like. But the problem is, that money goes to the people that your caller was referring to, or heading off in Dublin Airport for a couple of holidays each year, as well as to the people who actually really need it. So, you know, I think there's an argument to focus things better this year, to really try and target the assistance and money on people who need it and build up some of the services.
We shall see how adept they are at doing that.
I suspect the cash will be thrown out nonetheless. Pat.
Cliff Taylor, Irish Times writer and managing editor, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.